are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
Oh man, you should have seen it yesterday. It was awesome. We just like marched into the city and they were shouting, Hosanna, Hosanna. Palm branches and cloaks. It was crazy. Yeah, and all of this for Jesus, right? Like our Jesus. They were treating him like he was some kind of a king. Never seen anything like it. The coming kingdom of our ancestor David. You know, I think they're finally getting the picture. This guy's the real deal. I think they're getting it. I mean, can you believe it? Like, I've been following this guy for a while, right? And they never really treated him as much of anything, but I think we're doing something here. I think this is a turning point. This is going to be awesome. This is, oh God, that was so cool. I've never seen that happen before. Yeah. Oh gosh. Oh, yes. And earlier today, when he was in the temple, right? Like he ran in there and he just started flipping these tables like, "You have made it a den of robbers." Classic flipping tables. He was driving out the money changers. Like I said, something's happening here. I really like something big. I can feel it. Oh, you should have seen the chief priests. Right, they were so mad, like so mad. Yeah, he did come in and flip over the tables in their offices, but like, oh, what are they gonna do, right? Like, what are they gonna do? Everyone loves us, right? Like, untouchable. And you know the crazy thing? Like, the more he's teaching, the more everybody seems to love what he's doing. This is just, yeah, it's been a good day. It's been a really good day.
It was 2 days before the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him, for they said, "Not during the festival, or there may be a riot among the people."
Yeah, okay, things have been a little weird the past couple of days, but like, you know, you travel with Jesus, things are always kind of a little weird. Yeah. I don't know. His teaching's been really on point, like laser focused. But the scribes and the leaders seem to be getting more and more angry. Yeah, I keep seeing them huddled up in these little scribe huddles and they're talking, like scheming. Yeah, probably. Yeah. And then one of them breaks off and comes over and asks some big tricky question for Jesus, like, "Is it okay to pay taxes?" Oh man, it was so good. They asked him that and he was like, "Well, you give to the emperor the things that are the emperor's and give to God the things that are God's." He had him pull out a coin. It was a whole thing. It was really, you know, one of those like non-answer answers that say so much. It was awesome. Yeah, he's been really doing great, but I'm a little worried he's going a bit too far, if I were to be perfectly honest. You know, he said that the scribes, here's what he said. He said, "They devour widows' houses for the sake of appearances, say long prayers." That seemed to hit a nerve, devouring widows' houses. Yeah, he was acting kind of weird after that, too. You know, we went to the Mount of Olives together, and then he said, "As for yourselves, beware. For they will hand you over to the councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings." And I'm not, you know, I'm like in this, right? But I'm not super excited to get beaten in the synagogues. Yeah, he was talking about a lot of stuff like that. I don't know. He seems different right now. Like, really determined. Like, fixed. Like, fatalistic. I mean, whatever. Like, I know, like, the crowds, everybody loves us, and everybody loves him, so, like, I'm not worried, but the people in charge are getting, I don't know, they're getting a little rough.
While they were eating, he took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly, I tell you, I will never drink again of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
I don't know. I don't know. I just, this is too much. You know, we started well enough, Passover with Jesus and the rest of us. It was nice. But then it was not so nice. You know, he told us one of us was going to betray him. I don't know how he knew. I didn't believe it, but then I did. And he just moved on, right? Took the bread and the wine, and he blessed it, and then he talked about his broken body and his spilled blood. I didn't know what was going on. I know he makes trouble, right? Like, but who would kill him? Who would break that body? Who would spill that blood? Why would they? I don't know. I guess we answered that question later. We went off to pray, and it was weird. The vibe was, I don't know, dark, I guess, doomy, if that's a word, doomy. And he went off alone, and he was gone so long that we just fell asleep. Like, just drifted off a few times, and I'm not proud to admit. Yeah, I knew he was going through some stuff, but I couldn't stay awake. And then they arrived, and I woke up. That woke me up. They came at night. They came at night in the dark. Cowards. Cowards. And they arrested him. It was Judas, by the way. Spoiler alert. I don't know. I was scared. I was scared. They were arresting Jesus, and I didn't want to get arrested. So I ran. We all ran. Cowards. Cowards.
Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again. "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
They're going to kill him. I was at the trial. I watched it go down, and things were looking up. They brought him up on these bogus charges. They had nothing. They were just like looking around trying to find anyone who could say anything. They had nothing. They had nothing. But, you know, Jesus will be Jesus. "Are you the Messiah?" they asked him. "Are you? Are you the Messiah?" And he could have said, "You know, no, not me, some other guy." He could have dodged the question, but nope. He just said, plain as day, "I am." And there you have it, condemned to death for his blasphemy. And they took him to Pilate, of course, and there Jesus basically just clammed up. The priests and elders kept saying things, lying through their teeth, cursing him, accusing him, and he just sat there and took it. Nothing. Just silence. But it really seemed like Pilate was going to let him go. I don't know. Do you want me to release him, Jesus, or Barabbas, the murderer? This should be an easy decision, people. Barabbas is a murderer. And everybody loves Jesus, right? Like, that's what that whole thing was this week, right? Like, the palm branch, like, people love Jesus, right? But no. What changed? What changed? I don't know. What changed? I can't figure it out. Like, I know that the scribes were out there agitating to get Jesus killed, but like, are people that dumb? Are people that willing to just go along with the crowd? I guess so. Oh God. I guess so, and now they're gonna kill him.
Mark 15:37. Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last.
Never said a moment. Not a
died. He's dead. They killed him. He did nothing. He didn't do anything, and they killed him, and I don't know what to do. I'm lost. I couldn't sleep last night. They treated him like dirt. They mocked him and beat him and spit on him like it was dirt. They crucified him and he died. This wasn't supposed to happen. He was supposed to change the world. He was supposed to be special. Now he's dead. And I don't know what to do. The 12 of us are getting to... The 11 of us are getting together tomorrow. I guess we're going to take some time and figure out what's next. I hear some of the women are getting together too. They're going to go visit his tomb, which is nice. I can't bring myself to do it. I just can't see it. Makes it too final, too permanent. I'm not ready to say goodbye to him yet. I don't know what they're hoping to find there. I mean, it's just a tomb. It's a rock. I don't know. I don't know what they're hoping for, but whatever they're looking for when they go there, I just hope they find it.